Pavakama Perk Dalad Mishnah Dalad. Shor shall pikech shanagach shor shall cheresh hait of a cotton. A shor of a person, regular person that gored the ox of a cheresh, a deaf mute, a shota, or a cotton, chayev. He's chayev just like his shor gored anybody else. And vice versa, v'shal cheresh shota v'cotton shanagach shor shall pikech, potter. But they are potter, and even the cotton that many times, if lo aleinu, the cotton is a yosem, based in appoints an apotropos, a trustee for them. But when we deal with metaltolin, which by a shor tam, which is what we're talking about, you pay metaltolin because you pay from the shor. You can't have, there's no liens on any properties. You collect damage from the shor itself or from the money of that shor. And Beistin does not make an apotropos for metaltolin. Tesentiv asks on this because that's only the gabe nezikin in the life of the father. But let's just go with the way the Rav says. So that's the reason that they're always potter. Shor shel cheresh shayt v'katan shenogach. But however, if you have a shor chereshite of a cotton that is constantly goring, and the Rav says that it even became a shor muad, based in ma'amidin lahen apotropos, based in makes for them apotropos, because now the Rav says, because the person that was gored can collect from land. A shor muad, you collect min ha'aliyah, not just specifically from the shor that did the damage, you collect from any assets, and ultimately from the land of the mazik. So in that, based in does appoint an apotropos, umi'idin lahen bifnei apotropos, and they testify in front of this apotropos. Nispakach hacheresh, if the cheresh one day is able to speak here, nishtapa hashota, the shota becomes normal, v'higdil hakotten, or the cotton gets older, after their shor was already a shor muad while they were in a state where they were not chayiv, but now they change their status sort of, now they actually have ownership because they all have da'as now. Chazul tamuso, div Rebbe Meir. Meir holds an interesting halacha that even though the shor was a shor muad, since it changed sort of owners, because it had no owner, it was like ownerless, and now they have das, or they became a gadol, the shor is no longer a shor muad, it's a shor tam. Because he holds, Rebbe Meir, the Rav brings, a shor, a muad, sheyatzim mishus balov, and goes into somebody else's rishus, goes back to being a shor muad. The reason that is that the rishus, the changing of ownerships, change the din of the hasra, of the warning, because the shor was warned three times while it was owned by somebody else, or in a different state. But it wasn't owned and warned under this owner. Rabbi Yossi Omer Harei Ubiches Koso. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says it's the same chazak and nothing changes just because you change ownerships. This shor is a shor muad. It was warned three times, even though it wasn't this owner, still a shor muad. Shor ha'itstadin, a shor that was trained to be a goring shor. Like the owners were constantly training it to fight, and it's a very hostile shor, and that's the way it was trained. Einu chayv misa. So if this shor gores, it's not chayv misa. Shenemar ki yigach. That the shor happened, the Torah says it happened to gore. Velo shiagichuhu. And not that other people were forcing it to gore. That the shor gored all by itself. And only in that is the shor chayv misa. When we say shor chayv misa, when a shor kills a person, whether it's a shor tam or a shor muad, we kill the shor, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah. But if it's a type of shor that was trained by a person, and it's not like the shor doing it by itself, then we don't kill the shor.